Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Vivia Garcia Tunon, who's the founder of VGT People Advisory. Vivian, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yep. I'm looking forward to chatting with you and learning about what you do. But give us a little bit of background on your story and how did you get into the industry?
Absolutely. So I will start off by saying, as a child, I had this vision of being a happy doctor.
What did that mean? I had no clue. We're going all the way back there. This is a great lead in.
I'm giving you the context because
I
went through kind of school and started out my professional career feeling a little lost. And so I went and worked at a nonprofit that taught entrepreneurship to low-income youth. So I learned how to become an entrepreneur.
Neat.
And what I really realized is I needed to overcome my interviewing skills. My interviewing skills were something that when I graduated college, I couldn't land an interview. I had incredible experience. However, I didn't know how to tell a story. And I didn't know how to tell my story in a way that was kind of
compelling.
Had conviction,
yeah,
or confidence. Exactly. And so I went through a journey of learning how to interview. I studied 2 years of interviewing. And then from that point on, kind of followed a career in HR. And so I overcame the journey of kind of how to land a job and kind of how to help people land jobs. But really what I noticed as I worked within HR is there was a lot of fear inside organizations. And people weren't necessarily happy with inside organizations. And I felt as though being within the organization, it was hard to tell the truth.
For fear of repercussions.
Exactly. Yeah. I went on a personal journey to kind of explore what I was really passionate about and kind of how I could use my strengths and really have an impact on people. And the reason why I got into HR was my love for people. And as I went on this journey, I went and got certified in coaching. And so literally I was being coached and in my coaching certification program and someone said, what do you really want to do? I was like, I want to do this full time. I want to really help people just because the energy and the power you could see of how you could impact people in this one program.
Yeah.
I knew that I could have a much bigger impact. So no sooner did I say that, I created this quick transition out of my corporate career.
Nice.
And within a month and a half, had started VGT People Advisory.
Nice.
So yes, it was a quick transition. Once I knew what I wanted, I was well on the path to making it happen.
And it's interesting that you're focusing on people in the workforce and HR and you love people. It's interesting that HR actually stands for human resources. And a lot of people forget the H, you know, it's like just next numbers and profit and hiring and firing. And it reminds me of, you know, B2B and B2C, you know, people always talk about that. Oh, we're a business to the consumer and business to business. But in reality, I don't care what we're doing, it's H to H. It's human to human. And if we can treat people that way, inside, outside, external, strategic alliances, clients, prospects, wouldn't we all kind of do a whole lot better in whatever we're doing?
See, you and I speak the same language. That's
yeah.
For me, it's humanizing the workforce.
Yeah.
And it's really, at the end of the day, business doesn't happen without people. And I think sometimes we get blindsided by profits. And we get blindsided by process to forget that there's another person on the other side. It doesn't matter if it's a peer, a coworker, a stakeholder, a boss, or a client. At the end of the day, we have to remember kind of the impact that we're having with each other. And that's kind of the work that I've been commissioned or I have been doing for the last 8 years is really helping people optimize their potential optimize their impact by seeing one another as people and being able to kind of create even more success and impact that way.
And are you working with the management team to help their people and teams realize that? Or are you working with the actual people to say, here's how you can maximize and optimize so that you perform better in your job?
Great question. So it's actually all of the above. Okay. Normally, an organization, kind of a management team, will come and say, hey, we've got a problem. Kind of, we want to change our culture. We see that things aren't working. Sometimes it's kind of, they get their employee survey results and they freak out.
Right.
And they say, first, we have to change, but we need you to help us help the entire organization figure out how to change as well. So we lead not only the management team through some change coaching, but we also go and kind of cascade the key themes of change into the organization. So we offer training for all levels.
So typically it's the organization that is bringing you on, but you're not only going top down, you're working with the people up as well, because it's like if you see the top and the bottom and you an arrow, it's going up and down. It's like both of them feed upon the other. So I think that is so huge. And we hear from personal development trainers in years past that say, hey, if you can invest in yourself, when you yourself personally can become better, you're going to be better at life, relationships, job, career. So very similar to what you just said, sure, the organization might bring you in, but you're also working with the individuals to say, hey, what do you like? What drives you? What are you passionate about? How could you be better on the job? So that, yeah, your job is, you enjoy that better, but also you're a better contributor to the team, and then everybody wins.
Absolutely. And everyone's happy. Going back to the happy doctor.
Yeah. So you just crossed off doctor and just said happy organization or happy employee.
Exactly.
I'm seeing a full on rebrand for you. A big yellow smiley face. You know, we produce happy and then underline blank and, people, organizations, and it just kind of scrolls. So there you go. There's $1,000 consultation right there.
Thank you. That's exactly what I needed.
Wow, cool. Hey, so you said sometimes people come to you and say, we've got a problem. Here's where my mind went with that. What's an indicator that an organization should recognize before they have a problem so that it prevents the problem? But there's got to be some thing or indicator or red flag or something where it's like, oh, it's not a problem. It's just like a curiosity or a concern. We better handle this and bring in Vivian before it becomes a problem. What would be some examples that way?
So I think oftentimes individual leaders will come to me and say, hey, I'm not having the impact I want. Like, I think there is a self-awareness that people come to.
Yeah.
And through that self-awareness, whether it be their own impact that they're creating, whether it be the system and kind of the structure that they're in, or whether it's like, hey, my boss needs some help. It doesn't matter how it comes to me. I think generally speaking, people know when they're having fun at work and people know when they're not having fun at work or when they're not enjoying it. And I think it's the leadership team's responsibility to kind of be able to call each other out on it. Unfortunately, what I find is oftentimes I have to be the truth teller to one another because they're not being honest with one another on how things are going. And so we have to go in and do an assessment to see kind of how strong are the relationships at the management level.
And sometimes it's not always we're not being honest. Sometimes they're too close to the forest to see the trees because they're just in it every day. So maybe that external perspective helps bring clarity to it.
Great point. Absolutely. I think oftentimes when you're drinking from the fire hose, and I think COVID, the last 3 years has been a period where many were drinking from the fire hose of just survival.
Putting out fire.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I think that level of burnout also plays into how people are performing. And so I think many leaders have come to me and said, hey, yes, we survived. Yes, we did better than expected, but my team is burnt out.
Yeah.
How do we turn this around? and how do we start putting in sustainable behaviors to create a better place now?
And so that could be an indicator, like I was mentioning, like, oh, I'm noticing burnout, or I heard this person, you know, snap at the other person at the water cooler, or in the meeting when I said, hey, is there any questions? Nobody had a question. They kind of zoned out and it's like, okay, they weren't, you know, engaging. So those are the kinds of indicators that could mean, you know what, how do we breathe new life in and kind of bring that new vision to take us to the next step?
Absolutely.
So talk about some workforce trends. What do you see moving forward? You know, kind of, and I want to kind of put a pin into that COVID comment you make, because that was the last few years. We're kind of moving past that, well past that. But you know what? There was this little thing called 9/11 one day. And then there was the economic housing crisis crash of 2007, 8, 9, 10. Then there was, and there will be something else. So, you know, it doesn't matter.
And by the way, I think some banks are having some problems again right now. Yes.
You constantly know it. There is never like,
tech companies are having some layoffs. Nope, exactly.
100% there. And I think that coming through, you know, like I hear some of these business analysts say, you know, hey, I've come through five recessions. Well, yeah, it's not like the Great Depression, but we've come through these times. And when you come through it, you become more resilient and you realize what it takes to get through and move past it strongly. So I think that's a really powerful mindset to keep in mind, that when we look ahead as far as workforce trends, yeah, there's going to be a blip here and a roadblock there and a hurdle there, but we know how to get through, under, around, and persevere through it. So what are you seeing, you know, in the workforce as a future trend?
I agree with everything you've said about kind of the inner kind of journey that people go through as they survive some of these experiences, and kind of they come out on the other side stronger and kind of more confident and more resilient. I think the one thing I'm seeing that you mentioned earlier is people are going back to relationships. People are going back and focusing on kind of impact and fulfillment, and really kind of tapping into what brings them more joy. I think this kind of isolation period was kind of an incubator to be like, does this really work for me? And they had, obviously we had the Great Resignation, quiet quitting, all those different crazy terms that went out into the marketplace. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people spent some time reflecting and saying, if this is my life, is this really what I want? And if this is really, like, if it isn't what I want, how do I go out and create it? And I think we're actually about to create another wave of kind of new generation entrepreneurs, kind of a next level of entrepreneurs. I think as we've seen with the market crashing, with all the layoffs and all of that that has happened, I think people are saying, how can we do it in a sustainable way? How do we do it in a more human way? Watching all these layoffs, I actually loved, it's sad to say this, but I love the way that Google handled, the Google employees have brought to life the experience of what happened, because people are actually much more mindful and much more aware that organizations don't have to do it that way.
Yeah.
And they can be more people focused in transitions. So that's a long-winded answer to say, I believe there's going to be a lot more people focusing on building their own businesses, less focused on finding security from the paycheck. I've already seen a lot of people kind of carrying multiple jobs, because at the end of the day, their security isn't there. And if they have flexibility, they're building a lot more side hustles to make sure that they have sustainable income.
I've got a question about that and a point right there.
Yeah.
Not if that is true, since that is true, because I agree with you.
Yes, it is.
If you are a organizational C-suite owner, CEO, whatever, and you recognize this and you know you've got great people, have you ever heard of the term intrapreneurial?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. I've taught classes on that. It's an actual thing. People don't even know what it is. It's like being entrepreneurial minded under the umbrella of a company you work for. So maybe that possibly, you know, exactly right. And there's going to be a time where you step out and go on your own. But what if a CEO goes, hey, what if we can wrap our arms around our good people as much as possible and keep them with us, couldn't we create an entrepreneurial mindset where they not only feel more value and accomplishment, recognition and achievement, Maslow, and also maybe possibly when they do these things and it gives us boosts in our whatever revenue and saving money or whatever, we're going to give them some type of a incentive so that they feel like they've got their own internal side hustle. That could be the topic of a whole other 9-hour conversation, but would that be possible?
I think it's definitely possible. And I think that kind of the latest trend with quiet promotions, which is essentially people doing work and not getting paid for the additional work that they're doing addition to their job. So, which is essentially exploiting talent in some way, but, and kind of people are choosing to do it to keep their job. However, I absolutely believe that the right way of doing it and a creative way of doing it is saying, hey, this is your job. You can do it in whatever many hours you need to be doing it, accomplishing it. Great. And I love your innovation ideas. I love your ideas kind of to build new products, to build new kind of services, whatever it is. And yes, we'll pay you in addition to that. So the entrepreneurial effort is a great way to do it. I actually see a lot of companies now are offering kind of co-working together with other companies to be able to create more innovation with each other, more collaboration. And I think that creates more of the entrepreneurial kind of mindset, is being able to see it from other people. I think oftentimes we can get stale when we're in our own environment too long. So I think the co-working and the collaboration space is really valuable to help boost ideas as well.
100%. Well, if it's, whether it's becoming more entrepreneurial, whether it's recognizing your workforce and these red flags to stem off potential issues, or redesigning an entire culture, if someone is interested in learning more and then also reaching out to you, what's the best way that they can do that?
Best way to read more about us and contact us is www.vgtpeopleadvisory.com.
Well, Vivian, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.